Exercise is good for healthy pregnant women. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends 30 minutes or more of moderate exercise on most, if not all, days of the week for healthy pregnant women receiving prenatal care. Exercise can improve your posture, relieve back pain and other discomforts related to pregnancy, and prepare you for the challenges of childbirth. Most women can begin or continue to exercise during pregnancy. Try exercise classes designed specifically for pregnant women, or classes that offer safe variations for pregnant women. Many pregnant women find exercising in the water, such as swimming or doing water aerobics, most comfortable. How can you maintain the level of fitness you had before your pregnancy? In the early stages of pregnancy, some women can continue their pre-pregnancy exercise routines, including running, aerobics, biking, roller skating, skiing, weightlifting, or other physically strenuous activities. Some women, however, find it necessary to take it easy during the first weeks of pregnancy, but can return to their usual exercise after their morning sickness or extreme fatigue subsides. While you're pregnant, listen to your body. When you're fatigued, take it easy, but don't become completely inactive. Mild to moderate aerobic exercise, such as walking, helps keep your energy up, as well as your mood. If you're inclined toward regular strenuous exercise, pay attention to your body's signals to gradually slow down or change your routine as your pregnancy advances. How can you fuel your body? Eat a small snack or drink juice 15 to 30 minutes before you exercise. Do not exercise on an empty stomach. If you have not eaten, your body may run low on glucose, causing your liver to release substances known as ketones or ketoacids into your blood. Ketones are harmful to a fetus. Continue to eat a balanced diet. Non-exercising pregnant women require an additional 150 to 300 calories a day. When you exercise during pregnancy, increase your caloric intake. How can you stay hydrated and avoid overheating? Do not become overheated while exercising. A body temperature above 102.6 degrees Fahrenheit in the first trimester can harm a fetus. Drink plenty of fluids before and during exercise. To avoid dehydration, drink up to 1 cup of liquid before exercising and 1 cup of liquid every 20 minutes during exercise. Continue drinking liquids during and after exercise, even if you do not feel thirsty. This will help you stay hydrated. What are ways to be careful while exercising during pregnancy? To prevent fetal injury, avoid sports that can involve potential contact, such as ice hockey, soccer, and basketball. Exercise at an elevation above 6,000 feet and scuba diving are also dangerous for your fetus. Unless you are a competitive athlete, avoid strenuous activity and exercise only in moderation. You should be able to talk while you are working out. Do not exercise to the point that you feel tired. Stop what you are doing and contact your doctor if you notice any of the following: excessive fatigue or shortness of breath, pain or cramping, especially in the back or pelvic area, vaginal bleeding or rupture of the membranes, dizziness, a pounding heartbeat, palpitations, or unusual sensations in your chest, or persistent contractions. After your 4th month of pregnancy, avoid any exercise that requires you to lie flat on your back on a hard surface, such as sit-ups and some yoga poses. The increasing size and weight of your uterus will press on the large blood vessel that returns blood from your lower body to your heart. As your pregnancy advances, usually during the 2nd trimester, unstable joints, an expanding abdomen, and an altered center of gravity can make you more unstable on your feet. Also, by then, your uterus is mostly above the protective circle of your pelvic bones. Avoid exercises that might cause you to fall, like skiing or roller skating. Swimming and brisk walking are safe exercises throughout pregnancy. Follow these general guidelines for exercising during pregnancy. Do not start a new or more strenuous exercise program without checking with your doctor first. Do not use exercise to lose weight. Avoid exercising during hot, humid weather or if you are not feeling well. Do not participate in dangerous sports like horseback or motorcycle riding, water skiing, diving, parachute jumping, or scuba diving. There is no evidence that exercise causes miscarriage. However, if you have a history of repeated miscarriages, your health professional may advise you to avoid exercises that require your body to bear extra weight, such as running during the first trimester. Your baby will not be harmed if you can't exercise because of a complication of your pregnancy or an existing chronic illness or condition. You may be able to do simple exercises in bed with your health professional's approval.